Good afternoon. My name is Michelle. I'm here for the Market Watch on Nova's Business Report. Today, Tuesday, the 2nd of July, I'm speaking to Salomo Hay. And the news of South Africa, as we all know and the listeners know, got a direct impact on what happens in Namibia and our economic situation. Salomo, so the President of South Africa on Sunday evening announced his cabinet. There has been some market response in South Africa and across the world on the situation there before Sunday night even, and then since Sunday night. Maybe just take us through some of your observations and especially how, what that means for us in Namibia.
Yeah. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me. And thank you to your listeners as well. So you know that I think from May, since the South African elections was announced to the point of the actual election date, there's been quite enhanced trading activity on the JSE. I think during that time, you could see that they were closing around 15 billion worth of volumes of deals per day, precisely because of the investor sentiment and the investors being a bit jittery in terms of what potentially the election outcome would look like. So what you then saw is that that activity increased or was enhanced over that time. I think around last week, Friday, coming into Monday, they were just around over 30 billion worth of trade activity. And that's quite a huge number for the South African market, given where it has been in the short term and some of the uncertainties that were sort of being flagged as being of concern to the South African economy. You would also have seen that there's been strengthening of the rand against major currencies on the news of the GNU and the discussions. But what we also know is that the South African problem is really very similar to a lot of the developing economies, which essentially is a problem of high unemployment, huge inequalities, and high levels of poverty. What we have seen and what sort of at this stage is not very clear is that how would you be able to sort of find alignment between the different political ideologies and the economic policy that should essentially deal with these issues? I don't think we have gotten to a point where the discussion has actually gotten to that point. What you do see is obviously the different appointments for different ministries. And on top of that, and I think as part of the positive investor sentiment that has been coming out of South Africa is that there's been some stability around the grid in terms of the load shedding that South African and the South African economy has been going through. I think this goes has been quite consistent now without minimal load shedding. So there could be some positives coming out of that. But generally, I think the proof is very much in the pudding. But like I'm saying, we want to see that alignment between political ideology and economic policy to be able to address the issues that currently hamstring South African economy.
Exactly. Just quickly on those trade volumes, were they positive trades or selling off and exiting the country?
Well, initially, what you could see was that there was some level of activity that looked outward. But I think more and about what you see now is really more the investor confidence coming in. And subsequently, more really around what's happening within the South African market as opposed to people selling off and picking up and leaving. So there's
It's a positive sort of spin even before Sunday night and more so after Sunday night. So they have the markets have taken positively to the cabinet announcements then as well. Where is the rand at the moment, Salomo?
The rand is just tithering below, I think today it opened just below 18 Namibian, 18 South African rand to the USD, which is quite a good sort of strengthening again. But like I said, this is all positive for the financial markets. But ideally, what you want to see really, Michelle, is how does this translate into the bigger economic challenges that South Africa faces?
Exactly.
And this is really where you want to see how the political alignment and the GNU will go in addressing those challenges.
Yeah, well, in my mind, with the more diverse, you know, from more political parties now having cabinet ministers, I'm always almost foreseeing more debate, you know, and you hope that it will result in quicker decision-making, not expanded or sort of delayed decision-making, which is the real policy certainty, as you say, that they so desperately need. What is sort of your outlook on that? Do you foresee that it will be disrupted parliaments or not really?
So I think, look, this is actually uncharted waters. I think that South Africa, other than the 1994, has not been here before. It would be quite interesting. I'm not going to pronounce myself at this stage. I think really the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. And we would really have to keep our eyes on developments, because I think what you do find is that there's also no certainty around the provisional, Gauteng provisional unity or government of unity, if it were. It has not been constituted yet, precisely because of the different all other differences that are there. So it is going to be a very interesting development. You know that globally, this is an election year, and elections generally do create some level of economic policy shifts. You know that the US is also going to the polls towards the end of the year. England is also going to the polls. So there's a lot happening around the polls. We're going to the polls in November as well. But it's really to understand, is the conversation around elections and government being constituted around economic policy that seek to address or bring solutions to the economic challenges?
Yeah. So on that point, has KZN achieved a sort of a government of unity?
It appears that the provisional government in KZN has been set up. What happened there is obviously that the party that got the most votes, but obviously below the 50 plus one threshold, is not in government. I don't know whether what we are seeing in Gauteng is essentially following those principles where you could potentially have the party that got the second highest votes not necessarily being part of government because of disagreements around positions or executive alignments.
Yeah. As you say, uncharted waters, Solomon. So thank you very much for talking to me today. This is all sort of hot off the press, and has got a direct impact on us in Namibia. So thank you very much again for talking to me, and until the next time.
Thank you for having me.